The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
All right.
Poop and pee and 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 poop and pee
filling in for Bill Squire, friend of the show, James Earl Brassfield.
Oh, hello.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, all right, guys? How you guys doing?
Doing well.
All right.
It's good to see you guys. It's good to take a break from my award-winning podcast, Teach These Devils.
That's right. We lost out on the Cleveland Comedy
Awards. We weren't even nominated.
Were we?
Oh, which is trash.
That is trash because we're way above you in our network views.
Doesn't it make it easier for you not to have been nominated and me to win than to lose to me and be nominated?
I will say it was baller as fuck when he won.
Dude, yeah, your fucking acceptance speeches both times.
You were there, right?
The best parts of the night. Yeah.
People don't think that was planned. You wasn't planning that whole thing out.
That was not planned. No, you're talking about a different thing. The first one, the podcast,
I
right?
totally think you planned that whole thing out. I thought it was amazing.
Did. It was unspoken.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, bro. You didn't even know.
Oh, that's fucking
You're
lame.
My guy, and I didn't even tell you.
The fuck would you admit to that for?
Because
everybody
thought it
was way
fake.
Cooler.
No, I think it's funny that it was all planned out.
He didn't know that he was going to win. It was planned
that's
out.
How fucking,
but he didn't know he was going to win. And he left. But no. So, to be fair to him, he didn't know that he was going to win, and even before they announced the thing, he's like, I'm going to go out here, or whatever. So he didn't know, which it was planned out. Makes it better, but like, you know, it was still fucking,
I'm a fucking
fuck you. You should have not.
My life is a performance. Nothing is real.
But like, to recap the podcast one, I thought was really funny, because they mispronounced whatever, like, teach them devils. Yeah.
That shit.
And like, he got pissed and stood up in the back of the room and like, flipped the fucking, like, not almost the table, but like, the drinks and shit like that.
They didn't even show the fucking logo.
Yeah, and just started walking up to the stage, and Wilson like, freaked out. He's like, James, no, they didn't, I was trying to grab him. Like, fucking, listen, whatever. Or just like they announced it and he was already
I was
there.
Halfway
he was
down the aisle.
I was like, wow, that was
suck
a baller
my
fucking move.
My fucking butt. I'm the best. So fucking good. Anyway, yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. I'm like the. How many visits is this?
I don't know. You're the Alec Baldwin of Fantasy Boys, much like I'm the Alec Baldwin.
No, you're the Steve Martin of Teach These Devils.
Yes, I need a smoking jacket.
You need one.
Brian, never been a guest on
Never been a guest. Do you want to, should we address this? Is this
we can
a
talk about
thing?
This, yeah. No, like, it's a thing where it's like, I on Teach These Devils, I just want to fucking, like, report. And it's like, I don't want to find out about your magic, Brian. I'm afraid to hold up a mirror to myself and see the darkness. You know what I mean? Like, it's
I
like mean, one of those things.
I feel that Brian is the least dark person that I know, actually.
No. How did I know?
No.
We can smell our own,
honestly,
dude.
No. I honestly don't. I think that, I mean, like,
yeah,
listen.
There's not much darkness there.
Exactly. I've known you for, like, what, 6 years?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Like, I fucking know you better than I know fucking any of these people. And, like, he's never fucking sad, ever. You're always jovial.
Relatively.
He believes in
this. Okay, there's been, like, a couple times. When I get sad, I get super sad. But
I've never seen you super sad.
You got, like, therapy and shit?
No.
Me either. Fuck that. You're black, basically. You definitely gotta be on Teach
No, he's not. He ain't black. He went to a fucking deprivation fucking.
Ooh, I wanna do that!
I've done it twice.
I wanna do
that. First time I failed horribly. Second time went lovely. It was nice.
That's cool.
And I have already bought another Groupon, and you can only use a Groupon like once.
Wow.
They once per customer. So I found like the third place that actually does it. I hope more places open up so I can buy their Groupons. You're just gonna wear a third and final time because it's so expensive. It's
how
like
much is it?
$60 an hour.
That's less than cocaine.
Nowhere near as good as cocaine.
It's less than cocaine though.
And but like an hour straight of cocaine would probably cost you a bunch more money.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. You should go with like a Groucho Marx nose.
Also, they might be the polar opposite of activities.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You want
depends on who's asking.
The deprivation tank would be fucking terrifying.
I think we found a new sketch idea.
Nah. I couldn't stop saying, I was trying to turn this into a sketch, but I couldn't for real stop saying, my wife. After I saw that,
I watched the new thing.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking great. It was great.
How
right?
is it?
It's pretty funny. Like at certain times, I wonder. Like certain times, he looks a little costumey to me. It's like
he looks costumey the whole time.
Are people,
sitting members of Congress were in that fucking video. They did not know he was in costume because they.
I
would
mean,
not,
at the same time, are we 100% positive? So some of them were just playing up to the joke. Maybe they didn't realize it was him, but it was somebody random.
Not in this fucking climate. Nobody would fucking a sitting member of Congress.
Do you think
under investigation? Dana Rohrabacher is under investigation for the Mueller committee for being like accepting Russian. Like he would not fucking like try to put himself. But like that was the fucking art dealer thing. Like, I couldn't, like, my mouth was agape the whole time. That was the most uncomfortable I've ever been watching a TV show.
What's the premise of this fucking...
So it's like,
I kind of love
basically.
That. Like, it obviously seems so fake, though. Like
so
well,
real.
If you have $1 billion,
so
what is really
like his character to me, like, sitting there going, like, there's no way she's actually believing this.
She did.
She gave him pubic hair.
He painted like so that the premise is
he requested pubic hair and she just gave it to him. She's like
from
a fancy,
her body.
He's like
rich,
this, yeah. She
pulled some out.
She cut some off. Yeah.
He's like this.
That's fucking hot.
His character is like this reform neo-Nazi British prisoner guy who paints like portraits with his shit.
Oh no!
And it's cum and like some of it like. I assume they filmed this like a year or two ago.
They filmed
because like
a
little bit, it's like a little bit being the whole Me Too thing. I was like, oh man, that's the whole time. I was like, oh, you're fucking like this is.
That
kept
man,
about, like,
that man's
cum.
A fucking artist. Like you don't see him all that often being himself. Because
he's a genius.
Ever. Like he, yeah, I think he's legitimately like he's had a couple misses.
The script is really
mostly
the script.
Were they misses?
I thought The Dictator was just okay.
Well, how come everyone knows about it? Like, that's like, how do you miss
because
it?
Because of how
everyone
amazing
eventually sees
Borat was.
He made that
how
movie.
Much of a,
my wife!
How much of, like that as far as, like, a comedic piece being one of the funniest things
ever
made.
I hold
that in the highest regards as far as comedy.
Haven't you
goes
guys ever seen History
Borat.
Of the World Part 1? Come on.
That's not nearly as funny. Mel Brooks movies
especially
are not
now,
that funny.
No, I disagree with
you.
You
can make a
Mel
Brooks
fan
movie
of
Mel
Brooks. Blazing Saddles, I think, is one of the
Blazing
the
Saddles
best.
Is fine.
One of the things that shaped my
The
my
Sheriff
sense
is
of humor.
Near.
How's your shooting hand? Good. Or no, what? I don't know. I fucking watch it.
What do you like to do? Drink. Screw. You remember that?
No. I'm not, I'll be honest with you. I haven't extensively watched Mel Brooks' oeuvre.
What's wrong with you?
I hate you for saying that.
Dude,
word.
Oh God, you
know.
But
I'm trying to, like, I'm the smart fuck of this group of misfits.
Oh God, You Devils isn't Mel Brooks, is it?
I had never seen that one.
I don't know.
Fucking George Burns or the fucking old guy smoking a stogie. He's like the devil. It's
oh,
fucking...
that guy's it. He's in Christmas Vacation.
The movie's fire.
Right?
No.
No, George Burns is an older guy. He lived to be
different
like 100.
Yeah.
Ah, whatever. Fuck all those guys.
One of my favorite parts of Blazing Saddles is when he's got the... do you remember the movie?
I remember it vaguely. I'm very smacked when I watch it.
When Mel Brooks, who's playing the mayor, they're like talking about taking land from the Indians.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, just give him this and Lou, pay. And he's got these like paddles with the ball. And he's just trying
the paddle
to get
ball.
It going. He's like, little Red Devils, they love toys.
It's fucked up. It's like that's way better than a blanket and beads, though. You know what I mean?
That's
$24
true. Or $13 worth of turquoise and shells.
Hey, by the way, is there something wrong with these blankets? Because my kid got really sick when I wrapped him in it.
Walter Hamelgarn used to have a very good joke about baseball in general, but something about the Indians. Yeah, you can't even beat the shift. You couldn't even beat blankets, bitch, or something.
Jimmy and brutal. The joke about it being called Progressive Field.
Oh, yeah. That's
wow.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one. That's funny. I think the worst thing about the Indians is that they don't win.
They do win.
Two wins, bitch.
They win in the regular season.
They're underperforming for how amazing they're doing at the top
six
of the order.
All-stars.
Yeah, there's six All-Stars.
Should have been seven.
It's great.
Corey Kluber's pitching well at the All-Star break, but like
he
something was
injury.
Up. You know, he had like several.
I haven't said this out loud, but I quit the Indians until
why?
Until 07. I came back in 07.
No, you fuck you. The last 2 years they've been in the playoffs, I've watched every fucking playoff game.
I know, but that's before like this is post 07. Like I quit the Indians until 2007, and
after 2007.
After 2007 on, I was an Indians fan again. So
that's fine.
But
2007 they made the playoffs.
Young. Yeah.
That was the Victor Martinez, Travis Hafner years.
Huge years. Huge
Grady
times.
Sizemore. By the way, fuck you, Wilson Rivera, for saying Grady Sizemore sucked.
How
because
dare
Grady
you?
Sizemore is one of the best baseball players that ended their career way too early because of injury.
Grady,
of all time.
Yeah, you're right about that. But I will say you should never talk bad about my constant contributor on TC's Devils, Wilson Rivera. If it's Wednesday, it's TC's Devils.
Yeah.
Available on
fuck
Apple
you,
Podcasts.
Condor. Fuck
wherever
you
get your podcasts.
I don't know.
But, like, I mean, you saw that thing about Jose and Frankie.
Yeah.
About how, like, their extra base hits.
Hell yeah.
Both of them are on pace for 100 this year. And
hasn't
the only.
Happened.
Yeah. I think 90. Because I think Babe Ruth had, like, 97.
Yeah, it was Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig are the only other two teammates to combine for the numbers that those guys are on pace.
It's
cool
on extra base hits, yeah.
I mean, the Indians have, like, a cool story. Like, we're the coolest team in the whole fucking league.
The Yankees, fucking, I hate
the
Yankees.
Yankees tore down fucking Babe Ruth's house. Like, how dare you?
The Yankees fucking hitting on those draft picks is hard to be mad at them like you typically are.
Right.
But they
watch
can still
them
fill
spend
their holes.
The next couple of years, they're going to
They have money. They have money. They're fine.
Yeah,
remember when
watch
we
them get
be,
Manny Machado.
Remember when we used to be a farm team for the Yankees? Like, throughout the, like the,
David Justice.
The late 90s? Early
remember they traded David Justice for Ricky Ledet?
We're the Toledo
and Ricky
Legends
Ledet
fucking
got traded like a week later for... David Segee. And David Segee was actually fucking good.
I like David Segee.
David Segee got busted in the Mitchell Report for doing a bunch of steroids.
Everyone's doing steroids. That. Can we just say that now?
We should.
Watching the fucking home run derby and then watching the numbers this year, it
everyone's
seems like everybody's
steroids.
On fucking steroids. Either that or they somehow altered the ball
they got some
without
new
telling
shit.
Everybody. But like having more home runs in baseball... It's like the only way to save baseball.
It's boring.
I like how everybody like the excuses launch angle as if so people haven't been
also
cutting
forever. Discovered a new swing.
Everybody swings like Ken Griffey Jr. now, and you're shocked.
Yeah, I mean like
it's a terrible swing, by the way.
It is.
It's a zero. It's like
Ken. I remember I was listening to Rome back in the day, and he was Ken Grumpy Jr. because when he played for the Reds, and he got hurt all the time, and like he became kind of a dick.
I want to say it was the first $100 million contract in baseball.
I think so.
Probably in sports.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Let's talk about Ken Griffey's lettuce. Okay. Bill, in C-Town. You're on the air. You're in the jungle. Thanks for the vine, Romy. What's your dude that fucking... I was telling this... I was on Clem's podcast recently. And we were talking about
Matt Rome. Cleveland?
Yeah.
Matt in Cleveland.
Yeah. Oh, I tried looking it up on YouTube.
One
I could
second.
Not find it.
Matt in Cleveland.
I can't play it on the fucking thing because I don't. Because fuckheads.
All you gotta do is search Matt in Cleveland, and it's like it's the radio show. So it's just like a camera on a like a Bose radio. So yep, that right there.
Is this it?
That right there.
Let's see if it plays. See if we can hear this. Oh no, we can't.
God damn it. You need to hear it, though. Okay. It's phenomenal.
Keep talking for a second.
It makes me so happy because, you know, he's a good friend of mine. He's one of my best friends. And this is kind of what I've been talking about on stage with, like, my newest 10 minutes is how much fun it is to watch your close friends, your asshole friends, fail in hilarious ways. That's the best part of having friends.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the best part of having friends. And this kid, he gets on my nerves. He knows how to get on my nerves. Like, you should have seen the fucking anti-Cavs tweets or texts I would get. He hates LeBron James so much.
All right, here
we go.
Good news. He's giving the thumbs up. There has been a Matt in Cleveland sighting. Last we checked, he was making this phone call during the hack off.
What's going on?
What's up?
First of all, being a star linebacker in Canada, that just means you're a failed hockey player.
Gets off a joke.
Christy Alley.
Yes.
One more time, play it again.
Oh, that's so funny.
What
one
I
more time.
I had to leave my room.
This is my buddy from high school, like one of my best friends, and I didn't know about this. I found out like a couple years after it happened.
Okay.
And when I found out, it was one of the greatest days of my life. I found out a couple years after that my friend had called into the Jim Rome show, this thing called the Hack Off. Jim Rome was a nationally syndicated sports radio talk show.
Friends of the show know Jim Rome.
Yeah, I remember
Rome. Millions of listeners. So he calls in to the Hack Off, and he gets off a joke, and it's not very good. And then you can hear the air leave his body and the nerves take over. In the realization that he is being listened to by millions of people.
He's got a hole in love
to this
life.
Person that he, like, oh my God, he's actually talking to me right now. You can hear that kind of set in him.
That's so fucked up.
You can hear the air leave his body, and so he just rattles off what are clearly just a couple of bullet points that he had for a couple of jokes.
No,
so he just goes into the bullet points and then hangs up the phone. Right. He claims that he did this
Dude,
on purpose.
Let me just, before you start, as people
to
like,
this day,
we all tell jokes and shit, so it's like, when you hear this shit, you can
legitimate.
Smell it. It's like a fucking
you
flavor in your mouth.
You hear somebody flopping.
Sure. Oh, it tastes so good.
I feel his armpits, like,
give it
getting
to me.
Really...
Yes. Give me the stuff.
His hands are sweating so hard.
I'm hard as a brick. I'm hard.
Welcome back. Good news.
Welcome back.
He's giving the thumbs up. There has been a Matt in Cleveland sighting. Last we checked, he was making this phone call during the hack off.
What's going on?
What's up?
First of all, being a star linebacker in Canada, that just means you're a failed hockey player. Christy Alley, Val Kilmer.
Global warming. Christy Alley, Val Kilmer, global warming.
I would love to. Christy Alley, Val Kilmer, global warming is like the fucking nouns in a Dennis Miller joke.
Okay, but like, what's beautiful is like I haven't listened to Rome in a while, but up until like last year,
is he still on?
He will play sound drops of him doing that. He will reference Matt in Cleveland. He's been holding on to this since like what 2012, 2013.
That's hilarious.
It's so warm. Christy Alley and Val Kilmer were eating at a Chinese buffet and their methane gas emission caused global warming, babe. I don't mean to go on a rant here, but rum springa.
Dennis Miller. I wish Dennis Miller would fucking disappear from my memory.
Oh, Dennis Miller is the worst, best... Oh, fuck. Dennis Miller is the worst, best person of all time. Do you remember fucking Dennis Miller Live? It was on HBO.
No, I knew that it existed, but I've never seen it.
Do you remember when... that was not what I meant to say. Do you remember when he was on Monday Night Football?
No. I've heard sound bites of it, but I never watched it when he was doing it.
Oh, dude. It was the fucking worst, man. Because, like, all of his jokes are so fucking formulaic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, like... It's just that fucking... He was Bill Maher before Bill Maher was Bill Maher.
Tony Mazur before Tony Mazur was Tony
I hate Tony Mazur.
You don't hate Tony Mazur.
Tony Mazur can see you out.
Comedy and presence, but he's actually a nice guy.
What if Tony Mazur saw you and fucking tried to beat your ass? What would you do?
You're kind of a fucking nice guy, but your opinions are fucking terrible.
Surprise, surprise. Another white person fucking taking over the goddamn Tony Mazur land. I'm going to fight Tony Mazur. All
right. I'll fucking...
Why? Don't fight Tony Mazur.
Well, I don't know him, and I don't want to listen to people proliferate about why the Browns might lose, but they're going to win 25 games this year. We're changing the season, and we're going to win 25
games. One thing
games.
I will say about Tony Mazur, against Tony Mazur, is the amount of tweets, and we've brought this up on the show before, but yeah, we should take a look real quick, just at the amount of career tweets.
Maybe pump the Tony brakes Mazur a little has? There.
For yeah. Tony Mazur.
Well, Twitter's only got, what, 11 months left?
I mean, like, the whole world probably only has 11 months left.
Based I saw that on Twitter today. Yeah. And we're all going to die, dude. Remember when the president did treason?
Honestly, was lit, dude. Doing treason is the coolest thing Donald Trump will ever do. That's rad as hell.
Tony Mazur, 126,200 tweets.
Jesus.
How long does it take?
126.2. Let's see how many you're at, James R. Brassfield.
09. Look at my Twitter.
You are at 272 tweets.
That's funny. I'm a man. I can speak softly and carry a big stick. Look at my Twitter, at these devils. That's right, at these devils. Follow me, bitch.
Nah. Fucking.
These devils has 60 tweets.
See, that's a lot.
But you did have a good one. It was my president is orange. My threat levels too.
Ryan is active on Twitter.
Yes, I'm very active. I'm at 4,000, right? Though.
Yeah,
over
he is at 4,000.
Over the course
about
of 7 years.
Right?
Over the course of 7 years, being active on Twitter, 4,068 tweets. Let's see how many I'm at.
But how many DMs do you have?
I don't know. Zero.
Negative
2,480 I'm at.
Yeah.
That's
over
not
a lot. 6 or 7 years.
126.2,000. Thousand.
I just like, if I'm gonna say something like a blurp, I'd rather say it to a human person.
Manny Machado traded to the Dodgers in a 5-for-1 deal.
Good. Get him out of the AL. That's cool.
Now let's take their fucking relievers.
Or
Baltimore
Adam Jones.
A couple good relievers.
Adam Jones.
Let's just raid the rest of the Orioles.
They need an outfielder so fucking bad, and I don't understand why nobody is like jumping up and down about that.
You guys.
They just need another bat. Like the outfield defense is fine, but
their first
like
five hitters are fucking phenomenal.
They're unreal. And then you have a couple okay guys like Yan Gomes. As far as a catcher goes, he's not catching every game though. You still have Perez was hitting like 162, so that's a
guess
full blown hole in your lineup.
Guess who their top prospect is?
Tom
catcher, Francisco Mejia.
Who obviously, he's shown nothing in the majors so far. He's just shown that he's not ready for the majors.
They haven't played.
Donald Trump, you guys
he's
are
playing. You got another
Mexicans?
Fucking 100 and probably 150 hitter.
Francisco Mejia is not an American.
No.
What's he doing in the AL? I'm just
kidding. I don't know.
But he's not ready. I really don't think. I think Yan Gomes is good, and then you only. Yeah. And it's kind of how they've done it. Perez only catches Bauer for the most part. And then our all star catcher, Yan Gomes, is hitting about 250. So that's
good
okay
for
there.
Catcher.
We got holes at center, right field, and second base right now.
Kenny Lofton.
Kipnis is a hole right
Kipnis,
now.
I think Kipnis
has to be carried right now. He's a liability.
Keep him.
What's wrong with you?
Over the past, 2 months, he's been phenomenally better.
Not
he just started
phenomenally
off.
Better. He's been so
I'll
better.
Say it. I said it before, I'll say it again. Doe-eyed homosexual person.
Oh, no. You actually, you didn't say homosexual person when you coined
I don't
person.
Recall.
Yes. I mean, I don't know. Fuck the Indians. They're going to, we all know the outcome.
No. Well, I have a theory. Whenever the Indians do well before the All-Star break, it's fucking quiet for us.
Wait a minute. Remember how fucking down you were on them last year? Remember how down you were on them?
Yeah.
So,
you were talking mad shit about
them. Yeah.
But you remember how positive you were about them?
He thought until the last fucking out we were going to win the fucking World Series. I'll bet money on it.
I was so devastated. That's why I haven't paid attention, as
dude, I dropped the money and I went to Game 5 last year.
You really did?
Fucking brutal. I went on StubHub. I dropped $150 to sit in the second last row of the bleachers.
Dude, it was
game
it was,
three. They could have won. They lost it 1-0, right? Because fucking Aaron Judge robbed that home run.
I've never seen a person's eyes.
But those bats, like they, fucking, you know, everybody kept saying, "Are we getting hot too early with that 22-game streak?" And then other people were like, "That's not how this works."
But they went up.
But apparently, momentum and how it works. That's how it works.
It doesn't though, because if momentum went the way that it, you think it would, they were up 2-0, they won the second game on a grand slam in the fucking eighth inning.
Put that in your mouth, bitch. Which,
after they were down by like fucking 7 runs. So that's momentum. Momentum means nothing. It's just they went quiet.
No,
man,
momentum is a real thing. Like,
Not at all.
I think that...
all of a sudden these dudes are hitting at higher than their typical batting averages, and things have to come back to normal.
Or back down below
average. Yeah, I mean, you know that you're a stats guy. If you're a career 260 hitter, all of a sudden you go on this crazy rip and you're hitting 275.
Good true, numbers. But it shouldn't happen.
22 games, you're all feeding off of each
other. How many strikeouts do you have in the last game? If you're batting,
but it shouldn't happen in that small of a sample size in like the course of 5 games. You know what I mean?
What's going on with Corey Kluber? Corey Kluber.
He had to get an injection in his fucking knee.
He got an injection in his knee, but it feels like. Why is he playing? It's kind of like the same within the playoffs. Like, you started him and he had 2 bad games, and then you're like, oh, his back wasn't feeling good. Sit him. If he's not going to be able to pitch.
Because this dirty secret.
At least move him to the third pitcher in your lineup. Go with Carlos Carrasco.
The dirty secret is that Terry Francona is not a very good manager. The reason that he's considered a good manager is because he's a player. People like to play for him and give them their all. Strategically.
Fuck off. He's strategically, a very how bad he. Manager. No, he's really not. He's set in his ways. But he's really not.
Set his ways 10 years ago when the fucking stats don't bear it out, man. The only thing that he was good, he did.
We won the World Series 2 years ago and we fucked up in 5 games.
And how many fucking samples will it take to fucking say, he maybe doesn't know what he. OP.
You know this Cleveland.
OT.
This Cleveland sports radio complex that you said that this is. This right here,
get the fuck out of here,
dude,
is the epitome and as bad as it gets of the Cleveland sports media complex. Sit Terry Francona.
Thank you.
Look at the fucking line. Look at how we pieced together.
I talk bad about
look at how we pieced together the 2016 playoff run. Not only with the bullpen, but also
luck.
With Guyer. Luck. Get the fuck out of here.
Are you fucking crazy?
Get the fuck out of here. That is so dumb. Right. You're very wrong.
How could you?
I could not disagree with you more.
What do you have bad to say about Tito other than he rides a Vespa?
Terry fucking Francona. He's an amazing player coach.
Not saying that he's not a good coach. Yes. I'm not saying
amazing
he's not good.
With getting guys their rest. He just is a little bit set in his ways, and his guys are his guys.
I'm not.
Now, he lives and dies by that, and it can produce some shitty results. Like I was saying, Corey Kluber.
Oh, strategically?
He will fucking ride and die with Corey.
Strategically, he'll produce a bunch of shitty results because he rides with people that aren't. Like
a bunch of people
are gonna be on the Yankees World Series in a year
2 years ago.
Luck. That's fucking luck.
Get the fuck out.
You
of
had
here.
A historic Andrew Miller season, right? Nobody has ever been a better reliever than Andrew Miller in that season, and you fucking rode him until his knee fucking shut down and he can't pitch anymore, right? That's not fucking strategic genius. That's this is a
Andrew Miller.
All he did. Hold on. Time out. Let me say this point. The only thing that he did, and I will give him 100% credit for, and this makes it—he's a Hall of Fame manager. I'm not saying that he's not. He's a great manager.
However,
he's the best manager in baseball right now.
Teach, I agree.
Okay, debatable. I'll even give you that.
Who's
absolutely
better?
Okay. So why are you saying Tito's not a good manager?
Because I think that he's
so clear.
He's lucked into a lot of situations, but because he's made. A lot of strategic mishaps, man, because riding his guys instead of bearing out how, the fucking numbers go. He's one of the last old-school guys.
It's not his fault they chose.
But I don't think... He's not fully old-school. He certainly plays the matchups, and he does tend to play playoff baseball.
We're in the money ball time. This is the time of money ball.
He's always playing the matchups. He's always playing the numbers. Like, going and getting a guy like Brandon Guyer, only having him face...
Brandon Guyer is hitting 161.
I know, he's brutal this year.
Brandon Guyer, he's another
guy that's been hurt.
He's batting something against right-handers, and he has at-bats against right-handers for no reason. They didn't pinch hit for him because
the outfield's that bad this year.
At this point.
Put a left-handed hitter in. Who cares? Like, if this guy statistically cannot fucking hit right-handed hitters or pitchers, put a left-hander in, even if he's slightly better.
Right.
He just doesn't do shit like that. Mike Aviles was on this team until 2015, man. Like, he was on this team for 3 years.
So what? What's wrong with that?
Because he was a
my
negative...
2008 MLB fucking baseball
Mike,
team
Mike
had Mike Aviles on it,
bro. Mike Aviles is a decent standing
and
guy.
And he stood in the way of Jose Ramirez for three fucking... Can you imagine what Jose Ramirez would be today if he had those...
Jose Ramirez didn't just burst out of the scene. Jose Ramirez had a full season in baseball where he was not very good.
Quiet.
So he got his full year to develop. I don't think you need to give him another year at the top level. 2 years
not
of him struggling.
I'm just saying, in general, they have a lot of prospects.
You know, Cleveland
like
sounds like
they had,
Terry's not even managing.
You know they had fucking Jesus Aguilar.
For
a long time, he was tearing it up in the minors. They never found him at bats because even when Nick Swisher was fucking being Nick Swisher, they did not...
How's this on Terry Francona?
Right?
As
it's Terry Francona.
How's that on Terry Francona?
No, it's not. It's not his fault that they choked, dude. There's a fucking... It's the fucking the yips,
Terry
man.
Terry Francona is not the fucking general manager. Right. He's not the guy...
Whatever. Fine.
Things happen, bro.
You're right.
He's not
you guys
the GM.
Right. You guys are right. Fine.
But also with
that
Andrew Miller...
That is the most Cleveland shit I've ever heard.
Also with Andrew
Miller...
Honestly,
I don't care.
No. I don't give a shit if you don't care. Now I'm going to keep speaking my piece because maybe the listeners care.
Teach, Brian.
Andrew Miller may have been used quite a bit in the playoffs, but that wasn't what caught... He didn't ride him into the ground.
Nope.
He used Andrew Miller...
Really hasn't pitched in 2 years, effectively.
He's also in his fucking mid-30s, and that happens.
I will say maybe
that
happened.
They used him at a record pace in 2016.
And then being in his mid-30s happened, and his body's starting to break down a little bit. It's not because you rode him into the ground. You used him an appropriate amount. He's at an appropriate age.
I
problems.
Will say this all about right. Tito, since we're on this topic. His choice when it comes to relievers seems... Sometimes it's like he's like, okay, puts the guy in, and then he won't even let him... Try and get hot. Like, he'll get fucking... Like, dudes will get yanked when he puts them in first, like, as for relief. But after that, they either get pulled or they figure it out. But, like, when it's fucking clutch time, he doesn't give them a chance to get warm if they start giving up a couple of runs.
Well, his hope, he goes into it with the, you know, later in the games. Are you talking about, like, the starter?
Yeah.
Yanking the starter?
Pull the starter. It seems like...
He does have
the
a bit of a tendency to do that, but he like... To me, it feels like you've got to get this fucking... late relief going. We need the late relief. That has to... You have to somehow... You
figure
can't
it out, yeah.
Game plan in totally trying to take them out of the game, or else when you actually do need them, you're absolutely fucked. So you've got to do something. You have to keep Cody Allen engaged. You have to get Cody Allen to that point of confidence where he can be Cody Allen. He's not there right now. I don't know how you get him there. You'd think that in this big contract here, he'd actually fucking...
Because he's ridden all out. But... He's ridden them this year. He's had more two-inning save opportunities than anybody in fucking baseball.
And but, like,
if someone puts you in the same position
that did that
over and over...
Time, like, this goes back to his genius as a manager. Like, that whole closer does one inning, period, boom, done, end of story, is dumb. Two innings is not asking that much of somebody.
Absolutely
especially
not.
A guy who started in baseball doing that. He did
rest.
It for a long time. I'm sure for a long time he threw 8-9 innings.
Yeah.
So why
what's
not?
What's wrong with that?
Why not use him? Like, I don't think he uses him too often. He certainly gets his breaks when he needs it.
Why
I
are
already
we pretending?
Said, I agree.
Look,
I
at
agree.
Look at Brian Shaw this year, man. That's hilarious.
I have a huge question about
baseball.
I have a huge question about baseball.
Boom.
Huge question about
Boom.
Baseball.
What's your
Boom.
Baseball question?
I'm making
jack-off
motions.
Why don't we just admit that's it's going to come full circle.
I want the listeners to know I'm throwing cum over Brian Shaw.
Shooting ropes.
A thousand dicks.
Shooting ropes.
In Colorado. Just spraying this room down because Brian Shaw, who everybody told me, no, you're going to miss him. He was so good. He was.
No.
That's the problem with this bullpen. And then he goes to Colorado. Granted, things are going to be a little worse in Colorado than most other home ballparks. But, like, his ERA is, like, what, 7? Close to 7?
Sounds
like
that.
That's heavy. I
think it's Mickey Callaway is the problem. That's why we're having issues.
Mickey Callaway is a terrible – the Mets
terrible
are, like,
manager.
One of the
yes.
fucking worst
terrible
things
manager.
In baseball.
Amazing pitching coach.
They're going to call up Tim Tebow. They're so bad.
Tim Tebow seems to be doing pretty good. I'm rooting for him as a baseball player. Never loved him as a football player. I'm rooting for him as a baseball player.
All huge right. baseball question. You guys ready for this?
Yes. Oh, that's right. Go ahead.
Why won't we just admit that it's okay for a pitcher to go fucking the full game? Because we're dreaming if we think these guys haven't switched their jack-off hands, because no one in Major League Baseball could throw a right. You know what I mean? Like,
what?
Their arms are jelly. They fucking have destroyed their arms.
Okay.
I
think that because they're
like,
professional athletes, they just have jack-off people.
That's true.
I'm sure they
did you see the fucking Brewer? Did you see that yesterday? So the Brewers closer was in the All-Star game. He has the long hair, like the fucking...
Yeah, I saw him.
Yeah. Okay. As he was pitching, somebody... They waited. Whoever found this, like, waited until the moment that he was the game. Like, fucking... It made it go viral on Twitter. His tweets that he had when he was, like, 16 or something like that.
Oh.
And he says the N-word a bunch of times.
Oh.
And, like, says, like, a bunch of things about, like, I ain't cool with gay people and Jay's stuff like that. He says, white power, LOL.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Tweets like that, like going back to his tweets, going back to Josh Allen's tweets, I think these are far more...
On one hand, I see what you mean. They're 16-year-old kids. But on the other hand, I was 16 as well, and I wasn't dropping the fucking N-bomb.
You did not have Twitter or social
media. It doesn't matter. Like,
but
I
like,
wasn't doing it even when I did that.
We're saying on Xbox Live?
That's more a reflection on your surroundings and the people who raise you and you've been around at the age of 16.
That's huge for a WAP, too. That's a big deal.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Admitting that, not saying the N-word.
Yeah.
That's a good point, yeah. I come from a long line.
I think it's more the people that influence your life when you're 16 years old. It's hard to hold somebody accountable for the things they do when they're 16.
I'm going to go ahead and quote Paul Mooney and say that I say nigger 100 times a day. Helps me keep my teeth white.
I told this story already. Never mind.
Uh-oh. Anyway, I got a story. I don't know if you guys have heard, but sometimes when you drink a beer, if you put it in your butt...
Are you talking about butt chugging?
Butt chugging. The kids are doing it, and I've heard...
Are the kids still doing it?
2008.
Are they still doing it?
Maybe. Is that not real?
I think it was a while ago.
Yeah. You guys that was the time of flash mobs, I believe.
That seems like some baseball player shit, then. Like, baseball players are definitely probably...
I've played baseball. Baseball players are the dumbest fucks of all time. Yeah. Some of the only fights I've ever been in my life are in the locker room of baseball.
I've almost fought a whole baseball team one time.
So, like...
Do tell.
One time... Oh, go ahead. You tell your fucking story.
I'd rather not.
One time I was in the locker room or whatever, and, like, we were talking about a curveball. I was like, yeah, like, it's like, how is it curved or whatever? Like, the physics of it or whatever. Like, you know, you snap your wrist and it, like, rotates. And, like, the fucking one chud, it's like, ooh, look at this smart fuck. The physics. I, like, started laughing. And, like, started pushing me up against the locker. Like, fight.
Physics, bro.
Oh, everybody hated me on that fucking team because they were all chuds, and I was like the way that I am now.
You had a Nietzsche book in the fucking locker room?
Yeah. Trying to tell that was the high school team. Like, the city leagues and shit I played in were fucking great because, like, we just dominated because, like, I fucking was playing, you know, like, I was good. And I was like, I ain't fucking, like, on my senior year, I was like, I ain't fucking, like, playing trap. Like, I'm just going to fucking have fun for a summer. And we fucking, me and my buddy, we quit the team. We fucking... crushed everybody. I don't think we lost the game.
Yeah.
Because the league was like 18 to 15.
God damn.
Yeah, we were fucking crushing on like freshman kids, you know what I mean? Like fucking, whatever. But it was great. That was the last season of baseball I played, and I can't, like, I was throwing a football at a family reunion the other day, and after about three minutes, I was like, my elbow's going to fall off. Like, I can't do it anymore.
Elbow.
Lacrosse players, I think, are worse than baseball players.
Really?
Sure, yeah.
Bunch of my friends have been lacrosse players. They're the dumbest. In high school, this one kid got pooped on in the lacrosse showers after practice. He was held down and pooped
on.
One of the people holding him down was his older brother.
That's cute.
Wow.
Pooped on.
Love to get staph infections.
By this kid, Bill Finucane. Bill Finucane had, like, horrible Crohn's disease.
Oh, no! Crohn's shit!
Horrible Crohn's disease, but like...
He just emptied his bag.
Nobody was like... Nobody looked at it as like Bill being horribly sick. Everybody looked at it as like, Bill Finucane could shit on command, of course.
And
he kind of like leaned into the persona of being the guy that could shit on command. And he's fine with it.
To cover up his
Crohn's. How else are you going to live if you have something horrible? Like, you have to.
Quietly.
Bill would shit on people's cars and... just anywhere.
Oh my god.
Like a black, dark black Crohn's shits.
That's so...
He used to chew big chews in his mouth.
That's a sad man. He's probably dead now.
No, he's the best. I love that kid. That's he was a tough as nails kid too, and he his dad played for Purdue.
Oh.
And was the smallest offensive lineman in the Big Ten back when he was playing.
Oh, that's cool.
And like, yeah, he would coach my my football team in like 7th and 8th grade.
Oh, nice.
He'd be out there, freezing, pouring rain, and he's got like sweatpants cut off.
Hell yeah.
And like a hoodie with sleeves cut off, and these giant old man biceps and mustache. He was just
good for him.
He's Captain 1975.
Is he chewing gum?
He's just. Yeah, all the time.
See?
Yeah.
That's how it's done. They don't make them like they used to, you know?
Want to look at the broads or you want to play football?
The broads?
They call them the broads. It's hilarious.
I'd like the broads, sir. Can you both? Is it both?
I, like, hardly remember any of high school. Just because...
With a crack?
Yeah, probably.
Because of the mescaline?
I really don't.
I had a lot of fun in high school.
We had weird drugs in my high school that you could get. Like, there was a nigga selling opium in the bathroom.
What?
In high school. It's weird, yeah.
I wasn't doing a lot of drugs in high
school. Nobody really
neither
did drugs.
Neither was I, but, like, I had to pee.
People smoked some weed and drank a lot, but nobody really legit hard drugs.
I used to buy a little bit of weed from a neo-Nazi. It was good weed, too. It was only $10.
Speaking of neo-Nazis.
Weed was $10?
I was at Incarceration Fest.
Oh, I would imagine there were quite some neo-Nazis.
I saw a couple guys that looked like it might be, and then one guy just sitting out getting some sun with a huge swastika on his chest.
Cute.
No shirt on. It just makes you so fucking...
disgusted.
Yeah.
Just uneasy. Like if you're willing to rock that in public, like, you are certainly willing to just stab somebody in the neck.
Or maybe you've just been to jail.
You've been to jail and you don't give a fuck about jail.
It's true. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, honestly, you had to pick between getting a tattoo or getting your butt fucked, which one are you going
to
pick?
But if you do get the tattoo to prevent getting your butt fucked, you don't go out in public and rock a no shirt with that tattoo.
I'm out of jail, fuck it.
You get the horribly regretful that is on your body. You get it blacked out as soon as you can afford it.
If I was a white man in America with swastika tattoos, I'd look at every single one of them as like, this is the time I didn't get my butt fucked. This is the time I didn't have to suck a dick. This is the time I didn't have to jack anyone off. Like, I'm winning.
Spoiler alert, they get the tattoo and the butt fuck.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
Like, there's no avoiding the butt fuck.
Yeah, you're getting your butt fucked.
You're getting butt fucked.
Yeah. That's why all the, like, Paul Manafort or whatever, fucking...
Oh, I hope somebody opens his fucking butt wide up.
He was in...
He's so rich, I doubt he's just going
to
be in...
He's about to get the smashed down on
the fucking Tyrone. No, I just saw that. Like, he was... he got moved to a different prison because he was able... No, he was in solitary confinement and able to leave, like, to do work or whatever, and not, like,
they don't put those dudes in jackpot, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that would. Of course, they don't.
But
I got to walk around Mansfield Reform
Store. Dude, Oh, go ahead. I was gonna start a conspiracy theory about Paul Manafort being murdered.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead.
Put a pin in that.
All right.
Incarceration Fest.
Sure.
We go to the Mansfield Reformatory. That's where this whole thing's at.
Shawshank
Prison. It's just open, and there's like three people working the thing.
Was it on the grounds?
It was on the grounds, and then inside in a certain area of the reformatory.
How did that sound?
There's a bunch of tattoos.
Oh, okay.
How did what?
I thought they had the music in the prison.
No, that was all outside. Prison was just
in the yard.
A certain area is tattoos, and then the rest of it was just the prison open.
How many hepatitis lawsuits are going to come back for...
I got shocked. I got shocked by hanging wires just walking around this prison.
What?
As it turns out, like, it's horribly taken care of. And on top of that, nobody's watching you. It was just free reign by thousands of people.
Just people fucking in the cells?
Nobody's watching you. You just do whatever you want.
What?
Cells are open. Like, certain areas of the place had just a single chain link to keep you from going. All you had to do is step over or just undo it. Nobody was like manning it.
Awesome.
Dude, that's nuts.
It was insane.
I would have
got killed
by neo-Nazis.
Supposed to be super haunted.
Allegedly.
And like, you can just go into the cells, you can just hang out in the cells.
You
and nobody's around making sure you're not doing fucked up stuff.
Jesus Christ.
What if there, like, some Satanists snuck in there and did like incantations and used the fucking.
They probably did.
Cool, man.
Did you see any fucked up shit?
No.
Did you go in?
There was like an electric chair that was used, and certain cells would be like, somebody killed themselves here.
Did you get a handy in the electric chair?
How people lived in those conditions. And they shut that shit down in like 1990.
It's a prison.
It is, like, the size of the cells are like this, from here to there. And then they're like 6 feet tall. So, like, you would have to be ducking down, and it was two to a cell.
Ugh.
God. And then, like, other area over here, like, there's just a toilet with no seat on it.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I've never been to a prison, but, like a penitentiary? I don't know if they get a single person shit now or not, but, like, if that's how people are living in penitentiaries, like just two to that tiny little thing.
They're all private,
then
too.
Fuck.
They're all private now.
Yeah, that's... Well, all, like, the federal ones, yeah.
Yeah,
all
of them. The people that own them are in the cabinet.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I've seen certain things about how certain people say that the safest place you could put your money is privatized prisons.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's where they put all the black people.
As far as investing, like, there's... Can't go wrong. You can get money back.
They must love black people. They want to keep them that safe. All locked up in there.
Yeah. I think that's the exact reason.
Cop shot the kid.
By the way, did you see...
Did
you see, I read this on Saturday, it was in the Plain Dealer, there was an internal investigation from the Cleveland Police Department, right? And, like, they didn't release what it was about. Like, this story came out a couple months ago, and they didn't release the details.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out they were investigating a cop who was accused of raping just somebody they pulled over, and he raped her.
Oh, right? Man.
Whoa.
So they were investigating that. But in the course of the investigation, they subpoenaed, like, other police officers' phones. And one of it was, like, their private phones or whatever.
They subpoenaed all of their private phones?
Yes.
They can do that.
They can.
Yeah.
As a public official. Because, in the record was, during whatever fucking Ohio State game it was, right? One of the officers who has now since, like, resigned... he said fucking N-bombs in regards to JT Barrett, right?
Oh, wow.
And like, I guess whatever game it was, they lost, and like, as they like did the thing, he's like, I told you these fucking N-bombs, like, blah 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 blah.
Naggers.
Turns out that guy in 1995 killed a 15-year-old in an apartment building who was allegedly brandishing a knife toward them, but there was no, like...
He told him to put his hands up, and he put his hands up with a knife, and
he killed a 15-year-old kid.
The cop shot the kid.
So, anyways, that guy resigns. The other guy that's involved in it, like, did the same thing, like, I don't know. The point is that the Cleveland Police Department has been under a Justice Department, like, review since 2015 or something like that. But when Trump got elected, like, the Justice Department flipped over, like, they're not doing that anymore. So they're, like, completely, like, fucking wild, wild west again.
There's no rules. The whole world's a fucking Outback Steakhouse if you have $1 million. No rules, just right. No one gives a fuck about anyone. I always said the world's getting smaller every day, and no one even fucking wants to talk to anybody. So it's true. It's like, if I had my choice, dude, I'd be in my fucking room. I'd be Amazoning in everything I need. I'd have a mini washer and dryer in there.
Did
that
you guys
I bought
get
off of
anything
Amazon.
Off of Prime Day?
No.
Hell no.
Can't cross that picket line.
I went
kind of
buck wild on Prime
shit.
Day.
What'd you get?
Solidarity with Amazon workers.
Huh?
Solidarity with Amazon workers.
I don't even know what that is.
They're exploiters. All right, go ahead. Tell us about you, scab. Go ahead.
Scab.
Hey, Shane Falco was a scab. Turned out just fine for him.
Shane Falco, baby.
Falco, 96 True. Sugar Bowl, Ohio State.
True. Great hair. Great hair.
That's one of the best Saturday movies of all time.
Hell yeah, it is. I got just some, like, the different stuff I do for, like, the keto diet. That's kind of expensive. Found it at, like, almost half off.
Keto or is it keto? Keto.
Keto.
I thought it was keto.
No, it's keto.
Keto.
Number one diet. Keto diet. Number one.
Where's that from?
I don't know. I adopted mine. Happy pizza. Number one. Happy American style pizza.
Keto.
So I got some of that. I got
my wife's Asian.
I got an external hard drive for my Xbox.
Nice.
Got that at like half off.
How many gigs, my guy?
2 terabytes.
How much was it?
$55.
Man, I remember when you could get one for like fucking $60. Like
2 terabytes?
Yeah.
I don't know how much data that is.
At like the so USB 3?
Probably more than the old, my like, apps fucking, on my phone.
Remember when Western Digital, outloaded. Like before...
Oh, I had one of those for like a terabyte, but that's for putting like fucking Word files and JPEGs on. Like a USB 3, 2 terabyte thing, like that's for storing like video games. Yeah, and like being able to play them directly. Oh. Like it goes so fast, it processes so fast that you can actually play the games off of the passport.
That's cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. They really stepped it up in the USB world.
Yes.
Huh.
Storage is crazy.
I learned something.
So they're typically about $90 what I got, and I got it for $55.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then I got a portable phone charger, 22,000 milliamps per hour.
Oh.
Recharge a phone like 7 times.
You do like Twitch and shit?
Huh?
You do like Twitch?
I actually haven't even turned my Xbox on in 3 months is the funny thing.
Oh, man.
But I am getting myself a TV that I can be playing these games on.
Kick your ass in Madden.
Probably. I'm not very good at Madden. I get very impatient.
I'm an offensive genius.
Shut the fuck
just
up.
Just so you know, I've beat Brassfield 5 out of 6 times.
Whatever, motherfucker.
This dude throws quick slants to the slot and thinks he's an offensive
genius. No. I'm so an offensive genius. No, fuck you. I run out of the jumbo.
Tell
him
the score,
man. I know when to run a play action. I know when to run a halfback dive.
You know how to walk away? Know how to run?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
You gotta know when to pass.
Do you remember that show, Strip Mall? Yeah, Comedy Central, and like next to the porn store was called a Chinese restaurant called Walk Don't Run.
Yeah,
I do not remember that.
Yeah, strip mall. Strip mall. Julie Brown.
I thought there was gonna be nudity on it.
Me too. I still jerked off to it because I was 11. When
so
I was
did
off.
I.
Damn, I do so not remember that.
I used to every single week. I'd work myself over to the juggies, jumping up on the trampoline.
Oh sure.
Every single week.
Absolutely. Because I always helped with hints from a porn star. I jerked off to that one, you know. When
that's not good.
No, it was like nice. Because the E network had the least amount of pixelization for the nipples.
Hell yeah!
So you could pretty much like see them
the areola.
With, especially, it was great when you were like 12, 11.
Get
you know
a good
I mean?
Yeah.
Full
yeah. boob.
Wild
huge
on
huge
E. Remember Wild on E?
Oh, I used to crank that thing on TV.
MTV
Spring Break. I used to crank it to Cash Cab.
What?
What the fuck?
You mean Taxi Cab Confessions, right? Not a Cash Cab.
No, Cash Cab.
What?
Yeah.
What? So Ben, whatever that fucking, you're like the redheads.
No, I just sit there and wait till you got a female passenger.
That's gross. Without
Cash Cab?
I'm kidding. I've never jacked to Cash Cab.
The weirdest thing I ever jacked to was a Jewel video, I think.
I think
it was hands.
I probably did myself into, what was the one that she had? Remember when she took her the folksy Alaskan girl gig and went and tried to be a pop star.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, damn, she's hot.
2000.
I probably service myself to that.
No, back in the day, it was Britney Spears' Toxic video was the fucking best one.
Ooh.
MTV Spring Break, I'm telling you. MTV Spring Break. They always used to fucking show.
Oh, yeah, definitely Jackson Spring Break a couple times.
Absolutely.
The fucking the Eminem one where he's fucking, he like basically like sexually assaults a couple people. It's sad, but
I mean, looking back at like all
Eminem sexually assaulted people at Spring Break.
Yeah, bro, watch the tape. He put his finger in this girl.
Listen, we don't need this lawsuit.
He put his finger in a girl.
Eminem
on stage, on
finger popped someone on Spring Break '99. Mark my words.
No.
Watch the YouTube, nigga. Watch it.
You're full of shit.
Listen, watch him. He grabs yeeks and finger pops. My English teacher wanted to flunk me in junior high. Then he digits a person.
No.
mark my
no
words.
Fucking way.
Slim Shady, Slim Guilty.
We should have...
Fingers Girls Spring Break 99.
What? No.
No, I'm sorry.
It was a news story. It was Huffington Post.
We should plug at this point in time, Pressure Fest is August
18th. That's right. Pressure Fest August 18th. Everyone's on it.
It doesn't exist, bud.
Yeah, see? I told you.
Well, you didn't watch the video, did you?
But there is no video to watch, my friend.
Well, I'll get you the tape that I jacked to. Anyway. Yeah, Pressure Fest is August 18th.
The first porno that I always... that I found when I was a very young child. No, when I was a very young child. It was called Angry Anal 8.
Yeah, that's super aggressive.
Yes, it was not something that like an 8-year-old should have been watching.
Like this.
Yes. So, if anybody, you know, in the future hears this and needs to make understanding of my crimes, when I shoot a senator, you should.
You shouldn't say that.
I'm not going to shoot it. It's a literary device, NSA, okay? Although, to be fair, at this point, you know,
to be fair, they stopped listening a little bit ago because they heard you say the things that you say.
They turned it off. It was like fucking Goodfellas, you know? You start a conversation or whatever.
They can only listen for 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all talking with our hands over our mouths, too. You can't see that because it's a podcast. But...
And we all have baklavas on. Yeah. Or whatever. Well, not baklava.
We're wearing Greek pastries.
You know.
A balaclava.
We're all wearing Greek pastries. It is sticky.
I see words in print, and then my brain fucking pronounces them, even though I don't know how.
It's called dyslexia.
Yes, I know. Exactly.
You have a very mild retardation.
Real sticky. I have a mild retardation.
Remember the pillow.
I couldn't pronounce charcuterie. I still can't.
Spell it.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie, yes. I know what it is. I'm fucking smarter than all of you that are listening, but like I fucking see words in different combinations because my brain is broken. Because
of your dyslexia.
Yeah. So, anyways.
I got no place.
We're at like an hour, man. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Yeah. I really wanted to talk about what we were talking about on the porch about the F-35 program and the Russia thing I wanted to get to.
Oh, God. Like, I can see Russia from my house.
But then I had to yell at you about your stupid Indian views.
Yeah, I know.
Talking shit about Tito. That's fucked up, dude. I'm telling everyone you said that.
You guys.
And you're not going to edit this like I edit my podcast. Teach these devils. Edit it for safety and sanctity. Except for... I bet you're not even going to boost these vokes, you fucking white dog. How dare you, dude?
Shut your fucking mouth.
I love you guys. Thanks for having me on again. It's me, James.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thanks for filling in.
It's my pleasure. I mean, you know, I'm a suitable fill-in. We're basically the same.
Sure, absolutely. And, pretty much.
We're like an Oreo cookie, me and Bill Squire.
You two halves of the black and white cookie.
Yeah.
You both make me want to throw up.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.